The rest of the story. One of the most demanding, grueling, challenging sporting events anywhere is the Iditarod Trail International Sled Dog Race. Held annually each winter since 1973, its 1,100-mile route spans the state of Alaska from Anchorage to Nome. In a recent Rest of the Story story, you learned the origin of that race, the necessity that mothered its invention. In January of 1925, when a diphtheria epidemic in Nome required that the serum be dispatched from the nearest available source. The nearest source turned out to be a hospital in Anchorage. It became the responsibility of the governor to decide how the serum should be transported. Air mail was an option, but since the distance was great and the weather was harsh, the old-fashioned airplanes were unreliable, the governor chose dog sled. The Iditarod Trail has been a well-traveled mail and supply route since the turn of the century. Only now, for the first time, the familiar overland run would become a race against death. And that's how the Iditarod Sled Dog Race started, as a commemoration of that season 65 years ago when the children of Nome were saved from a potentially devastating diphtheria epidemic. Observers of the Iditarod race, including this year, have been astonished by the winners of that profoundly arduous event. In a man's world, the great frozen north, in a man's pursuit, mushing sled dogs through snow and gale and sub-zero, the victors in that spectacular test of speed and strength and stamina have been women. A woman named Libby Riddles won in 1985, and for four of the past 5 years, 86, 87, 88, and this year, the Iditarod sled dog race has been won by the same woman, now 35-year-old Susan Butcher. Now, this is an event so exhausting that about a quarter of the men who start the race each year don't even finish. And the women are winning. Now, the men are trying to tell us that there's more to winning the Iditarod than sheer physical power, and that is so. But consider that you're talking temperatures that routinely reach 60 below zero, windshields sometimes hit 125 below, bare minimum sack time in the back of your sled for days on end. At least 11 of those days, a competition that only this year reportedly pounded the life out of one of its participants. That's a whale of a journey, regardless of gender. But this is the rest of the story. Back in 1925, during the diphtheria epidemic that started it all, the life-giving serum, to save as much time as possible, was transported almost halfway to Nome, from Anchorage to Nenanah, by rail. So that left only 674 miles. To Nome via dog sled. 19 dog sleds, 19 different drivers, relaying the serum for only 30 to 60 miles at a stretch. Yes, you have come to the correct conclusion. This year's Iditarod winner, Susan Butcher, slugged it out all by herself over the course of more than 1,100 miles. Almost twice the distance, remember, that those 19 relay mushers traveled back in 1925. Those 19... male relay mushers. In fact, Susan Butcher covered the same distance in about the same time as 19 seasoned dog sled drivers in relays plus the Alaska Railroad. Now you know the rest of the story.